From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, November 2nd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. One incumbent and three newcomers are facing off to fill the two available seats on the Catskill Town Board. Incumbent Jared Giordano and newcomer Don Scarapiccio are running on the Republican and conservative lines. Margaret Tomlinson and Heather Williams are running on the Democrat and Growth and Progress lines. Giordano is a lifelong resident of Catskill. He's employed as a used car manager at R.C. Lacey in Catskill. He also serves as vice president of the town of Catskill Republican Club. Scarapiccio is a lifelong resident of Catskill. She is the principal of Cahill Elementary School in the Socrates School District. Tomlinson is a self-employed writer. She has lived in Catskill for 2 years. Williams is a lifelong resident of Catskill. She is the owner and operator of Pippi's Hot Dog Truck based in Palinville. Polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Election Day, November the 7th. You can read that poll story at HudsonValley360.com. Kate Seckinger is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Four candidates are competing to fill two open seats on the Chatham Town Board. Highway Superintendent Joseph Rickard and Town Clerk and Tax Collector Beth Ann Ripple, both incumbents, are running unopposed. Newcomer Michael Blassett and incumbent Henry Schwartz Jr. are running on the Republican, Conservative, and Independence lines. Incumbent John Wapner and newcomer Ken Weldon are running on the Democrat and Chatham Citizens Party line. Blassell has been a resident of Chatham for 13 years. He is a funeral director at French Guilford Prater and Blassell Funeral Home and has served as a Columbia County coroner for 3 years. Schwartz is seeking his third consecutive term on the Chatham Town Board. A native of Niperville, he has lived in Chatham for 40 years. He is a plumber at his Valencia-based business, Hatfield Joyce Incorporated. Wapner hopes to be elected to his first 4-year term on the board. He has held a seat on the board since Chatham Town Supervisor Maria Lull appointed him to serve out the remainder of her term when she was elected supervisor in 2015. Wapner has lived in Chatham for 40 years. Weldon has been a town resident of Chatham for nearly 20 years. He works as an interior designer and owns Weldon Design based out of East Chatham and is a board member of the Society of New Concord. Polls are open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Election Day, November the 7th. You can read that poll story at HudsonValley360.com. Kate Seckinger is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Voters in three Green County towns have uncontested local elections next week. In Ashland, Town Supervisor Richard Tompkins, Town Board members Thomas Soule and Scott Tuttle, Town Clerk Justine Giulino, Superintendent of Highways Larry Tompkins, and Tax Collector Virginia Arturi are running unopposed on the Republican line. Coxsackie Town Supervisor Richard Hines, Town Clerk Bambi Totaling, and Tax Collector Valerie Murphy are unopposed, running on the Republican and Conservative lines. Incumbent Coxsackie Town Board members Thomas Burke and Patrick Kennedy, as well as Highway Superintendent Lawrence Ross, are also running unopposed on the Democratic and Citizens lines. In Halcock, Town Supervisor Alan White, Town Justice Kenneth Williams, Town Board members Judith DiBardetto and A. Ennis Kasanoff, Town Clerk Patricia Warfield, and Highway Superintendent Russell Bolton are seeking re-election unopposed on both the Democratic and Republican lines. The only contested race on the ballot in all three towns is between Peter Crumey and Julian Schrieberman for a seat on the state Supreme Court. Polls are open at 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Election Day, November the 7th. You can read that poll story at HudsonValley360.com. Finally, Pat Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro unveiled a proposed $480.1 million budget this week. The spending plan increases spending on programs serving youth and senior citizens and also proposes additional funding for mental health initiatives and programs for those with special needs. While the budget calls for a 2.8% spending increase, the property tax levy would decrease for the fourth consecutive year. Molinaro outlined a number of new initiatives in his budget, signaling his administration's priorities for 2018, including measures to combat the opioid epidemic, additional funds for Dutchess Community College, and increased support for human rights programs, enhancements at the county's parks, and programs for the special needs community. The county legislature will vote on a final plan in December. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. today. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 63 degrees. But Thursday night will be mostly cloudy with a low around 56. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a chance of showers after 11 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 66 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 38 degrees. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 41. Sunrise today was at 7:30 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:46 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the second day of November 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.